ensuring I had dates lined up. None of the girls were supposed to know this. The idea was to have an impressive queue so that when one girl neared maturity, usually after about 3 or 4 dates with some phone calls in between, another would be introduced. Then, as one went onto the scrap heap, a new one would take her place. Nothing unusual about my method. Everyone did it. But I enjoyed it so much. Not the sex or even the conquest, but the causing of pain. It was after my crazy night with Penn, more on that in a minute, that I realized I had found my niche in life. Somehow I was able to lure these creatures into my lair. Half the time, I was trying to push them away, but it had just the opposite effect. And the fact that they were attracted to a piece of shit like me made me hate them even more than if they'd laughed in my face and walked away. As for looks, I'm nothing special, but I'm told I have beautiful eyes. Eyes from which nothing but truth could possibly seep. They say the sea is actually black, and that it merely reflects the blue sky above. So it was with me. I allowed you to admire yourself in my eyes. I provided a service. I listened and listened and listened. You stored yourself in me. Nothing had ever felt so right to me. If I'm honest, even today I miss hurting. I'm not cured of it, but I don't set out to systematically